Hello, this is Dr. Richard Nongard with SubliminalScience.com. And many people ask me, can hypnosis be useful to control essential tremors? These, of course, can be rather bothersome to individuals, and in some cases, even debilitating. The good news is that people who use self-hypnosis can overcome the effects of essential tremors and find calm, whether it's in the voice or whether it's in the hands or even elsewhere where tremors might bother a person. In order to utilize this recording, find a comfortable place where you can relax. You can choose to sit in a chair with your arms rested on the armrest of the chair or on your thighs, or you can choose to lay on the floor with your arms to the side. What's really most important is that you've set some time aside to relax and to enjoy this process and to learn new ways of dealing with essential tremors. Now that you've found a comfortable place and have turned off any computer windows which might pop up and make noise or deliver messages and have turned down your cell phone, begin this session by taking in a breath and paying attention to that breath. In the background, you'll hear some relaxing music. The purpose of this music is simply to help you let go and relax even further. And as you relax, breathing in, breathing out, paying attention to the breath, allow yourself to experience a deeper state of calm relaxation. Calm the mind, calm the body. And if in any way you're carrying the tension of the day, you can relax those muscles of the body. You can relax the eyelids and the little tiny muscles in the eyelids. And you can let the forehead relax and the eyebrows relax and unclench the jaw. If it's more comfortable for you, you can even relax your muscles in the shoulders and neck by letting your chin drop towards your chest a little bit. A lot of people find that if they let their chin drop towards their chest, it will keep them from feeling any tension in the neck and shoulders and help you to relax even further. Of course, during the session, if at any time you need to move, just for your comfort or to scratch an itch or otherwise adjust, those things won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax even further by making you more comfortable. You're doing great so far, deeply relaxing and paying attention to the feelings of relaxation in every muscle of the body. A way to deepen the relaxation is to notice the muscles of the arms, like the biceps, forearm, and triceps. You can relax any tension they're storing, and even the muscles in your hands can relax. In fact, the muscles in your left hand must be very relaxed by now. After all, your fingertips are resting and are calm and relaxed, in a comfortable state of stillness. Your right hand is also relaxed. Let both hands relax, resting on the armrest of the chair with your fingertips touching the chair or the floor. And as you breathe in and out, never asleep but deeply relaxed, you can choose to pay attention to every word I say, maybe even with the conscious mind wondering how this process can be helpful, but with the subconscious mind learning new things and creating new experiences that can help you in each and every way, each and every day. Relax the muscles of the belly and the back, the muscles of the chest, the muscles of the buttocks and thighs, the knees, the calves, the shins, and even the muscles of the feet. Adjusting for comfort is okay. In fact, I'll even encourage it. so that the muscles of your feet and toes can relax as well. This is only a basic process of physical relaxation, but you'll notice the benefits by taking a minute to relax all of the muscles in your body. The benefit is, of course, the hands are still, and your breathing is smooth and rhythmic, and your heart rate calm and regular. Now bring all of your attention to your hands. Focus on the hands now, and as they relax, think of the word heavy. Let those hands just be heavy, very heavy. Even saying to yourself, my hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. And allow yourself to feel the sensation of heaviness in both of your relaxed hands. Heaviness didn't come from putting a weight on the hands. Heaviness came from just letting those hands relax. To be calm, smooth, and rhythmic like the heart, and regular like the breath. It feels really good to notice those hands just heavy rather than shaking or filled with tremors, doesn't it? This feeling is not something that I've created, but something that you've created by simply saying to yourself, my hands are heavy, my hands are heavy, and just letting those hands be heavy. And with each number and each breath, allow those hands to become heavier as you relax even deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You're doing perfect. And you have the power or the ability to really create sensations that are important to you. You created the sensation of heaviness, but now think of the word warmth. Warmth like that which comes from the sun, or warmth like that that comes from inside of the body. Think of the word and the sensation of warmth in the same way that you thought about heaviness in your hands. And let those hands feel the sensation of warmth. Say to yourself, my hands are warm. My hands are warm. My hands are warm. And let those warm hands notice the sensation of heaviness and heat. You are saying to yourself, my hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. Our conscious mind knows that at any time, should you want to, you could, of course, move one or even both of your hands. But it feels so good to let those hands relax and to be both warm and heavy. You'll find that if you try to lift those hands, they become weighted down. And if you try to lift those hands, they become heavier and heavier, resting on the armrest of the chair or the floor by your side. In fact, if you try to move those hands, the tremors in the hands will simply become heavier and heavier, locked down, even tighter and more deeply relaxed. You're doing perfect with each breath, doubling the awareness or sensation of calm and relaxation. And with each number and each breath, let yourself drift into a slower state of relaxation, or hypnosis as we call it. 5, 4, 3, all the way down now. 2, 1, 0. You're doing perfect. Warm and heavy, weighed down by the comfort of yourself with a smooth and rhythmic breath and a calm heart rate. Any tremor in the voice is gone by now, and your throat feels relaxed and comfortable. You know, of course, if you were to get up and walk, your gait would be smooth and relaxed, your balance steady and strong. Never asleep, but deeply relaxed. Now, as you relax, continuing with each number and each breath to relax even further. 3, 2, 1, 0. I'm going to ask you to pay attention to the thumb and the index finger on the right hand, and to touch that thumb and index finger together almost as if you're making a perfect circle or an okay sign with that right hand as it rests on the armrest of the chair or on the floor next to you. Go ahead, do that now. Just touch the thumb and index finger together on that right hand. And as you touch them, press them together and hold that tension for a moment. Hold that tension in that thumb and index finger, and now relax your fingertips. Let them relax. And pay attention to that difference between tension and relaxation. Again, touch the fingertips together of the thumb and index finger. Press them hard and hold them tightly for a moment, and now relax the fingers again. Let those fingers be simply relaxed like they were a few moments ago, noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. Can you feel that difference? In hypnosis, this is what we call an anchor. It's something you can do at any time during the next day or two or three, or in the next week or two or three, or even in the next month or two or three, or even in the next couple of years. Before you have the onset of a tremor, if you have any fear or anticipation that you might experience a tremor, simply touch that thumb and index finger together, press them together for a moment, and then relax and notice a sense of heaviness and warmth in that hand, allowing yourself to return to exactly this state that you've created right here and right now of deep relaxation. It really is amazing that we have the ability to do that, to take control over our bodies by doing something as simple as touching the thumb and index finger together, relaxing them, and then returning back to the state, or perhaps an even deeper state of calm and relaxation. In fact, with each number and each breath, you can allow yourself to go into an even deeper state of hypnosis. Calm, tranquility, stillness. 10, 9, 8, 7. You're doing perfect. Each number and each breath relaxing further. 6, 5, 4, 3. All the way down now, completely relaxed. 3, 2, 1, 0. Knowing that by setting aside some time today to listen to this recording, you've created the same success that you've had by using hypnosis in other areas of life. And you're easily able to achieve a state of physical calm and new learnings. Even feeling the power and the ability to do the things that are most important to you, everyday tasks such as reaching for a credit card or holding a fork or threading a needle. Feels pretty good, doesn't it, to know that you have the ability to create calm in the little tiny muscles of the fingers, the little tiny muscles of the hands, and the little tiny muscles of the wrists, and vocal cords, and in every area of the body. Right here, right now, while your hand rests on the armrest of the chairs, continue to remain calm. Look and see that those hands of yours are enormously still, heavy, warm, and calm, just like your breath, and just like your mind. Again, not a state that I've created for you, but one that you've created from within you by listening to these instructions and by following these suggestions. And so, later on today or tomorrow, when you leave your house and step over the threshold of the door, or go down an elevator, or get in your car, you can be reminded that this change has been made. In fact, you'll notice the first time when you reach for your keys to open your car door, you'll find it's easy to do that without any shaking or trembling. Later today or tomorrow as you drive, you'll be awake and alert and oriented, of course, but you'll notice that your hands are feeling calm, and that for the rest of tonight, you'll be relaxed and sleep well. Even if you look for a tremor that may have been there in the past, you'll notice it with each breath and each heart rate. Your hands are calm, still, confident, and relaxed. And over the next couple days, you'll notice something else. You'll notice the color red, brighter, sharper, crisper, clearer. It could be a chair, a tie, somebody's shirt, a sign. It really doesn't matter, but when you see the color red, it will be a reminder to you that you've actually accomplished something amazing in today's session. A smile will come on your face, recognition that by listening to this recording, you've internalized the ideas and have overcome any trembling or tremors which in the past have distressed you. And of course, at any time, in any place, you can touch that thumb and index finger together, returning back to this calm, relaxed, warm, and peaceful state that you've created right here, right now. And in a moment, I'm going to count to three. And when I do count to three, I want you to open the eyes, but leave the eyes closed until then. Take in a breath. Feel the air fill the lungs and pay attention to the breath as it turns around and becomes an exhale. And as you relax, enjoying this time, take in another breath and let that oxygen energize every cell of the body. One. Stretching out any muscles that need to be stretched. Feeling the chair below you and your feet firmly and securely on the floor. Two. Feeling energetic and ready to open the eyes in a moment without a care or concern of things you've experienced in the past which have caused you distress. And three, opening the eyes, feeling fantastic, wide awake and ready for the rest of today.